Oh, yes, we kept them posted, and so that they knew what dates things were going to take place. Now, for example, the next one that came after the Dow in February was in April of 1967. We had CIA, and we had some 52 students signed up for interviews with them. And the administration decided that maybe it could be handled better in the law school, that sufficient police protection could be provided. At that time, the students just simply sat in the halls, lined up on both sides, outside the interviewing room, and every time the door opened, they just yelled, "Murder, murderer." But other than that, nothing really happened, although it was a very tense situation, and we never again had the CIA on campus. The CIA itself decided that it could be handled best by their advertising in the student newspaper and leaving applications with us, and any student who was interested could ask us for applications and send them in directly to a given place, which meant we had no idea who was coming, what the CIA did then, if the application merited follow-through. They would arrange for interviews in town.
And they did this, the student and they and CIA did it independently.
They did it independently of us, which I think probably was the best way to handle that at that particular time.